Welcome back to Matt Quinn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a kind of a sad event down in Chicago. I was saddened by the whole case. This is the Justin Smollett case. A jury came back and found him guilty of orchestrating a fake attack on himself and then lying to the police about it. This is a sad, ugly thing right from the start. He had reported that he was assaulted in a racial attack, a noose put around his neck. It turned out he hired two guys from Africa to do it. And you know what's sad about that is the state of racial relations in this country has so deteriorated after 4 years of Donald Trump. People are feeling beleaguered and all this. And this guy was at the top of his game as an actor and all that. And the whole thing is psychologically very sad. Anyway, there doesn't appear to be any doubt that the jury verdict was accurate in this case. The judge is expected to sentence him to probation, which is what I hope he does. Although he did take the stand, and judges sometimes, if you take the stand and lie, then they will do something. They'll tack on something. So who knows what's going to happen. But sad little note, the previous prosecutor in the case, a state prosecutor, had dismissed charges against him even after they were brought. This was a federal prosecution, but in any event, there's no joy out of this verdict anyway at all, but I do believe it was the accurate verdict. On another front, if you thought of two people, I mean, there's so many of them. When you think of bad people in the Republican Party, you think of Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar. There's just so many of them. Well, two of the pantheon right at the top would be Matt Gaetz of Florida and Steve Bannon. Matt Gaetz of Florida right now is under investigation for trafficking, so you would think he'd keep his mouth shut. You'd think that he'd take his lawyer's advice and slide back into the weeds, but no. Steve Bannon has been criminally charged with contempt. So these two are a pair to draw to, speaking as Republicans, and nobody repudiated what I'm about to tell you. Nobody repudiated, I should say, what I'm about to tell you. They held a press conference and they put out a statement that goes, quote, "An army of patriots and shock troops should take over the government of the United States if Trump runs in 2024 and wins." Now think about that. Quote, "An army of patriots and shock troops should take over the government of the United States if Trump runs in 2024 and wins," end quote. And that obviously implies that Trump would facilitate that. Now, to his credit, Trump wasn't part of this particular statement, but that's a violent statement. Shock troops are what the Nazis used to parachute into places and just devastate the areas, devastate civilians, kill people. This implies killing. It's an army and shock troops. This implies killing Americans to take the government. Now, that is a seditious statement. Sedition is just a polite word for treason. It's a treasonous statement. At what point is that actionable? To prosecute somebody for treason, historically, you've had to have a couple of overt acts. You know, maybe have them break into an armory somewhere and steal weapons, and maybe have them hack into something and give information to our enemies. There's already been plenty of that. The Ruskies have hacked in the two of our presidential elections. But these people, at what point, I throw this out, at what point do, say, Ron Johnson of this state, or Cruz, or Hawley, or Rubio, or Lindsey Graham, DeSantis of Florida, Pence, anybody thinking of running for president, do they say, we draw the line, there will be no violence, we will do this in free elections, if we win, fine, if we don't, we will peacefully transition power, we will not question our democracy? Does anybody say that in the Republican Party? Well, I'll tell you, Liz Cheney says that in effect. So does Adam Kinzinger. I don't think that Mitt Romney would go along with this, although Mitt Romney is very silent. A lot of the 14 people who voted that strange little hypocritical deal to let the Democrats raise the debt limit certainly wouldn't countenance this, but it's important to speak out. It's important to speak out. I'll tell you, this can be written off as two flakes, one of them under federal criminal investigation for trafficking, the other one who has actually been criminally charged for contempt for not showing up at a and not cooperating with the January 6th commission. He could have shown up and taken the fifth. He probably should have taken the fifth if he did show up, because he's as crooked as a dog's hind leg and because he was part of it. He was part of it. But he didn't even do that. He's under investigation, criminally charged, and that investigation will continue. That investigation will continue. Well, I'll tell you, one little wrinkle that has come out of New York City, something that I do not agree with. I want to be quite clear about that. New York City, their common council just passed a motion, and in effect, this will be the law in New York City for municipal elections, that 800,000 people in New York who are not citizens can now vote in municipal elections. These would be green card holders, dreamers, people that were brought to this country when they were very young by their parents, and their parents did not come to the country legally. But these were kids and don't know anything different. And I'm very sympathetic to them, and there should be a path for citizenship for them. But citizenship has got to mean something. I do not believe that people who are not citizens of the United States should vote in any elections. You know, New York City has a budget about the size of Wisconsin's, believe it or not, even though it's one city, for the whole state of Wisconsin. Tens and tens and tens of billions of dollars. This proposal would not permit them to vote for president, for governor, or for the state legislature or attorney general, but it would for mayor, common council, and that's where the money gets allocated. And the mayor of New York is a national figure. De Blasio is not going to veto it. It will be attacked in the court. I think it should be set aside at some point, and this is a point where I would draw the line. You do not let non-citizens vote in our elections. You incentivize them to become citizens. Plenty of them become citizens every day. But with people right now, something like 2 million or more people have come over the border in the South. And there are people flown in from Afghanistan. And there are people, not all of them vetted. I'm going to tell you something. At some point, and this is the Democratic Party speaking, the mainstream, not the Republican Party, it is important to be a citizen. It's important to be a citizen. It is important that if you're going to vote in our elections, that you be a citizen of the United States. And in what is probably, well, Los Angeles may be a little larger, not much. New York has the largest school system in the country. I think that people who vote for the budget in New York, the Common Council, the mayor, and all of that, should be elected by people who are citizens of the United States. So there you have it. It will be challenged. Who knows what will happen out there? We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.